Welcome to Glorious Living. Thank you for joining me. I believe this program will get you excited about the glorious future that God has destined for you. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis. It's always such a blessing for me to welcome you into Studio C, along with my friend Chrissy Cifuentes.
Yes, that's me. I'm so excited to be with you, Pastor Kathy. It's always great to chat about God's Word and the glorious future He has planned for us.
That's so good. I agree with that because, you know, so many people that I meet that don't realize that God really wants them to live a glorious life.
Yes.
If you're joining us for the first time here in Studio C, maybe you're a new viewer, maybe you're one that comes back and forth. It just comes to us time to time. We've been doing this for years now.
We have. And it's been just a blessing. And every time we get together and we talk about God, whether we're doing a chat, like a Bible study type of thing, we're discussing books, or we have a guest with a testimony, it's so rich because you see just how God works throughout our lives in every area. He cares about us so much. He loves us.
I know. That's so true. And it's you know, it's like it's contagious.
It is.
You know, when you're excited about your glorious future, something happens when you get around other people. It should rub off. It should help them to kickstart their destiny and their future. And that's why I'm so excited about what we're going to share today. We're going to do a little Bible study.
I love it.
So I hope you like this because Chrissy and I have started doing this and we just love it.
I love it. When you talked about getting contagious, I love rubbing up against your faith, Miss Kathy.
You know, I said it a few years ago. Actually, the Lord gave me this phrase whenever COVID hit. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm a super spreader.
Yeah,
you know, people were worried about being about super spreaders, but we want to be a super spreader for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Because that is really what's going to change their lives.
That's right. And around that time, we just took off through social media when the world was shut down, negativity was spreading, JDM was up and running, and we were just kicking out the Word of God like never before.
It's been absolutely awesome. I think that's when we hired
you at that point. It was, January 1st.
Because we knew we were going to do more social media, and your background is marketing and things like that.
You know, it really goes along with what we're talking about, having a glorious future, because before COVID even happened, the Lord prepared us and He made a way. And I started in January 2020, and then the world shut down except for JDM.
Because a lot of people were laying people off, but we were hiring. Yeah. We were expanding. We gave our staff increases and raises and everything during that time, and God honored it.
He sure did. And it's just been such a blessing, and the future is bright for this ministry. People are being blessed by our content, by our books. I have a great, glorious story to read.
Good.
It's actually from a YouTube message, How to Behave in a Cave, Part 3, which is your message. It's absolutely awesome. And it says, I've been blessed by many, many messages through JDM, but this series by Pastor Kathy is my favorite. Thank you for the fresh oil and strong wind. Don't you love those adjectives? Fresh oil, strong wind.
I love that. You know, we're infectious.
Yes.
And today is going to be an infectious time as well people learn. That's my book. It's one of my first books, actually.
Yes.
How to Behave in a Cave.
It's so good. How to Behave in the Cave. And you can watch the messages on YouTube, on our JDM app. But, you know, sometimes people just like a good old book in their hands. Mm-hmm. And it's such a powerful book. It's short. It's good to read. But it says, are you discouraged, down and out, frustrated, burnt out? What if all you want to do is run and hide? The good news is that you don't have to stay there.
That's
and
right.
I just love how you don't have to stay there. You have a glorious future. That's what we're talking about today. So it just ties in to just uplifting you. Maybe you have family, friends who are feeling burnt out. Share this with them right now. Let them know that God has a glorious future planned. And I believe lives will be changed through this chat today.
That's right. Yes, and today's teaching is actually an excerpt from another book that I wrote, You Are Designed for Glorious Living, which we have a copy of that on the table
beautiful.
As well.
Yeah,
and this
book
is actually also featured in our July magazine.
Yes,
we're just at the end of July, but it's a timeless message that I believe will bless people. So let's pray before we start studying.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for your word.
Thank you,
Lord, that we're studying together with those that are watching and that we're all going to be encouraged and strengthened, that your spirit is with us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Lord, we thank you for your anointing as on us as we study the word and we receive nuggets that will help us to fulfill the glorious future you have designed for each of us. In Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
Ooh,
that's
amen.
So
I hope you're ready.
I know I am.
Hope you have your Bible. I have my notes and my Bible. My scriptures are in the iPad here. And I think that you're going to be able to jot down notes and go back and read it and meditate on it.
Yes.
It will really change your life.
I love it. I'm so excited. I'm ready. I'm ready to get into the word.
You know, I want us to turn to Hosea chapter 4 to begin with. Because no matter how dark your past has been, Jesus came to give you a glorious future.
Yes.
See, our God is a good God who desires to do good things for over your life. So miracle manifestations of joy, peace, love, health, prosperity, and so much more are yours for the taking when you agree with God's word and stay excited about your glorious future.
Isn't that exciting? Yes, wonderful? Ma'am. It's exciting. I love to see, look, joy, peace, love, health, prosperity, and so much more. He's El Shaddai God. He's the God of more than enough.
Amen. That really defines a glorious future.
Yeah, it
does. Mean, all those elements in there are all promises that are in the Word of God, mm-hmm. so it belongs to us.
That's right.
You know, I love to think about that because about having being excited about the great future God has mm-hmm. for us. I have a sign in my office that says, "You've got 10 seconds to get excited,
I love
or
it.
You get out of my office." I don't know if you've ever seen
it. I actually have seen it. It's awesome, and
I used
so
to
true.
Put it right on my desk, but now it's in a cabinet, but mm-hmm. it's in the office, and I get to look at it every mm-hmm. now and then. But, you know, it just one of the reasons I love that is because, you know, when people come into my office, because chief of staff, different things that I'm, positions that God gives me, I'm
yes.
editor of the magazine, different things. When they come in and they want to talk about something, I want them to be excited about what the change they want
exactly.
or the whatever project they're presenting. Mm-hmm. If they're not excited about it, I don't want to do it.
Exactly. No, you have to have a passion about your life and what God's called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about seeing that sign too, because it does spark something in us. You know, we just got out of our visionary conference, and this ministry is all about vision. It's all mm-hmm. about not looking behind, keeping forward, keep marching on to your destiny. Mm-hmm. So when you see things like that little sign, or you read things in
yes.
the Word that get you stirred up, that's what keeps you motivated to keep going what God's called you to do, because it's all good things He has promised
that's
for us.
That's so good. You know, because unless you get stirred up about your vision and get excited about where God's going to bring you, you're not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of it, the passion. When
yes.
God communicated a vision to Abraham, He had him look at the stars of the sky and remind him about the sand of the sea. Like, there's no limit. So He wanted him to catch hold of that vision
yes.
because God had somewhere He wanted him to go.
That's so good. It gets me all excited and stirred
So let's
up.
Read our scripture base.
Yes.
Actually, it's just the first part of Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." That's a powerful verse of scripture, because you have to have knowledge or understanding about where God wants to bring you before you can really go somewhere.
That's right.
But He says you're destroyed. Now, a lack of knowledge, what does that mean? A lack of knowledge about the Word of God concerning your prosperity, your healing, your salvation really matters, because that word destroyed is defined in the Strong's dictionary as to be dumb or silent.
That to me was just, when I read that, I said, uh-huh. Oh no, I don't want to be destroyed. We think of destruction in
yeah,
different ways.
It's a different way.
But to be dumb or silent, not to have that bold, courageous spirit within you, mm-hmm. to totally just be shut down and helpless. I don't want to be destroyed. I don't want to have that boldness of the Lord in me.
You know, I agree with that, but you know, I didn't realize either until I started. I love to look at words and
yeah.
definitions. When I saw that, and that's what really was meant when it said destroyed, it really made a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because our theme, especially it flows with our theme for this year, it says create your world and walk
mm-hmm.
in it. And the way you do that is with the words of your mouth.
Come
it's
on.
The way that God created the universe. The Bible says that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. That's in the book, I think it's in Hebrews, but
yeah.
He says that God created it by faith. And when He spoke, things happened. And
yes.
this is how things happen in our life. We
oh,
create
yeah.
things. So if you're dumb, or which means silent, means
uh-huh.
the dumb meaning not stupid,
uh-huh.
what it means is those people who couldn't speak,
that's
you know,
right.
the deaf and the dumb. So if you're not speaking about your vision, you're not going to see it come to pass. So your vision is destroyed.
That's right. And God loves to hear our voices. He loves when we cry out to Him and we pray with boldness and we go to His throne of grace with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, because that's what He designed us to do. That's
mm-hmm.
why we're created. And I have a little praise report that kind of
yeah.
goes with this. So my little girl, Sophia, just turned 2, and she wasn't really talking as much as I would have liked. So I kept trying to engage with her, and I'm like, Louise, is something wrong? I was just kind of getting a little bit, I don't know, a little worried about it, to
it
be honest with you.
It wasn't normal for a child
normal.
To not speak.
Exactly. So I was getting a little concerned, but we had a checkup at the doctor, and Louise came with me, my husband, and we went and sat there, and the doctor said, well, you know, she should be farther along, and my little concerned. Maybe we should go get her tested, get her evaluated. And I said, okay, that sounds good. But Luis, something inside of him rose up. And after that doctor's appointment, he said, there's nothing wrong with Sophia in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. She is going to talk. She's going to start talking. She's going to start. And he just started proclaiming this mm-hmm. with faith. And I said, you know what? I agree with you, Luis. So we prayed together that night. The next morning, Sophia woke up and for the first time ran to me and went, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. It was the next day.
Praise God.
And I just got so emotional at that moment. And from then on, we can't shut her up. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. I mean, she's singing, she's animated, connecting with us. And I believe in that moment when Luisa, a father's prayer, really just
faith rose up in
it.
Him.
Yes.
You know, when you hear a report that you don't want, go to the Word of God and find a promise.
Yes.
If you've already been reading the Word of God, I can guarantee you a promise. Faith will rise up in your heart and you will be able to stop that attack of the enemy, and then the power of God can flow in your family.
Yes, that's right. And I was so thankful. I said, Lord, thank you so much. It was just a beautiful illustration about how she was silent, that she wasn't saying anything, and that, you know, of course, doctors are doing their due diligence. It's fine to go get checkups and evaluations.
Right.
But Luis, something inside of him just rose up, and then I agreed with that when two or more gathered and agree, especially for your child, the prayers of parents for your children.
Right.
And that next day, she was talking, and like I said before, she's ready to go on Broadway. She's singing up a storm, clapping her hands, dancing, and so it just goes to show that what you say and how you pray matters.
It does, and it really unlocks your glorious future when you start saying what God's Word says. Mm-hmm. When you hear a report that doesn't line up with what you are believing for, you need instead of repeating that, you reject it, and you speak words of faith and what God has said.
Amen. That's
and it changes everything.
It sure did.
You got to be passionate about what God's called you to do.
Right.
It's okay to get excited about your future.
You're excited
about little Sophia.
I am.
Because she's got a glorious future.
She does.
She needs to be declaring what her little heart says.
Oh, it makes me want to shout. I love that. I love it so much.
Amen. Amen. You know, that's why it's important to realize that we can be passionate about our future.
Yeah.
Let's turn to Psalms 100.
Yes.
And it's a great verse that we can do. Because when you're excited about something that you've planned to do maybe after work or it's always normal to smile and sing or hum or whistle throughout your day. Sometimes you even whistle or sing. I found myself humming yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was doing banking, which is not always a pleasant
thing to say.
But I was humming. I said, my goodness, I'm happy about all this.
That's
I have a lot of responsibility. But when you have something that you're looking forward to finishing, even if it's finishing a project, there's something about that just stirs up excitement in you. And you may even have a bounce in your step. And when you think about making a joyful noise, that's what this is about. So this is a powerful verse of scripture that gives us, this verse helps me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you as a worshiper will really agree with this because Psalms 100 verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. That's one way that you can stay excited about your glorious future.
That's right.
Make some good noise, not bad noise.
Mm-hmm.
Make a joyful noise.
Thank you, Lord.
So it's not a request. This is a command to the entire world.
Yes.
Think about that. It says, all you lands.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a suggestion because God knows this is the secret of the power of God.
That's so good.
That's available to all of us. And in this verse, God gave us insight into a faith principle that empowers us to receive His promises. So regardless of how you feel in the natural, a joyful noise has the power to supernaturally transport us out of defeat and into victory.
Ooh, thank you. I'll make one now. Hallelujah. I'm so excited.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
A joyful noise.
Lord.
Put a smile on your face.
Yes.
It makes a difference. It changes your attitude. Scientists I know even say that even in natural, even if you don't feel like smiling, when you smile or you laugh, it changes your body. It makes your body is aware of it.
That's so true. I love when you mentioned talking about worship. It's so great because we get on the platform. Once that music starts playing, as I'm on the platform, you can see people walking in. Maybe they are a little downcast walking in but once that music hits, when the Holy Spirit invades the room, enters in your heart, I mean, there's shouts. There's people running to the altar.
I love
it. In freedom. And I think that's what this is. It's people are free to go to different concerts and shout and scream and cheer and football games and all that good stuff. But, you know, as Christians, we need to get excited about our salvation, about the promises. Yeah. Why not make a joyful noise? Why not just run up to the front and give your all to Jesus, dance, sing, praise, clap your hands, and make that joyful noise? Amen. So it makes a difference.
I love it to think of it this way. I make a choice to rejoice.
Yes.
And it's so important. And this word joyful noise in the Strong's dictionary, this phrase is defined as to split the ears with sound, shout for alarm or joy or blow an alarm.
Yeah.
Isn't that powerful?
Yeah, I know a splitting ear sound, Miss Kathy. I don't know if you know what I'm going to say.
My whistle?
Yeah, I was going to say your whistle.
I'm not going to do it now because it'll just blow all the sound people away. But my husband is tuned into my whistle.
Yeah.
If we're in a crowd, if I whistle, he looks, oh, that's Kathy.
Yes, yeah.
He would love to be able to whistle like me. I learned in the fifth grade, and it's been a tool.
I love it. When she gets stirred up with Pastor Kathy, sometimes when we just rejoice
in, I'll do
praising.
It in the worship service.
Yeah, that's where I've heard it. And I'm like, what's
Does
that
it split
whistle?
Your ears? Yeah, is it that loud?
In a good way, though. It's a good, joyful noise that you make, and it's exciting because, you know, everybody has their different ways of rejoicing. We're all so unique in His creation. And He loves to hear anyway, whether you're whistling, singing, humming, whatever it is. God loves watching us give Him glory and praise throughout our day, no matter what. Yes, ma'am.
You know, the force, I want to say this point that's from the my book and in that chapter and also on the article, the force of your joyful praise is more powerful than any wall the devil can erect against you. Mm-hmm. Think about that shout phrase, how the definition of the joyful noise, and it reminds me of what happened when Joshua led the children around the walls of Jericho, how that was the strategy. And that's what I kind of have come to call the joy strategy. That's something new the Lord gave me recently. There is a strategy of joy that will just transport you. It will affect the circumstance around you. Of course, God's plan there. They went around seven times, and on the seventh time, they all shouted together, and the walls came down. And they didn't just fall in a rubble. The ground opened up, and they swallowed it because they were able to walk through that town and capture it.
Woo, hallelujah. That's awesome.
That's what a joyful noise will do.
Yes, it
will. In the same way that it did that to the walls of Jericho, your joyful noise will flatten any wall the enemy has erected against you. Mm. So when you activate the force of joy, it's a strategy from heaven that God implemented. When you make a joyful noise, what you're saying is God is bigger than that wall.
Ooh, I love
He's more powerful than anything that comes against me, and I believe His promise. I believe that He has a glorious future for me.
Ooh, I love it. Just go ahead and shout wherever you are. I mean, just think about that. And you know what I love about that scripture is they all shouted together. They did it together in unity. So when we get together,
that's
something
good.
Happens. You know,
so
when
true.
We're sitting together in this studio C, and there's no distance between us, even though you're watching on a tablet or a phone or your television, wherever you are watching, that faith is alive and well. And when we link up together, when you link up with this ministry, you're going to see those walls fall. And I believe some walls are falling right now in people's
I do
lives.
Too. You know, there's so much in this teaching. We can't get it all in this short
That's
30
so
minutes,
good.
But it's so good. But you can read the whole of it. Through the book, if you get the book online,
definitely.
You can get a digital copy.
Yes, ma'am,
or
can.
Go to the magazine, that article from this, because this book has so much more, but this is just one chapter in the book that we're dealing with. But I want us to turn to Romans chapter 13 and just skip down a bit, because when you're excited about the glorious future that God has promised you, it releases the spirit of joy that brings strength to overcome seemingly impossible situations.
Wow, thank you, Lord.
So regardless of how messed up your past has been, begin to thank God for His glorious benefits, because a glorious future is available to everyone that will rise up and take hold of it.
Oh, come on.
In fact, even if the circumstances have kept you down, you can move out of your comfort zone and into the faith zone.
That's right. Oh, the faith zone. That's good. That's
Do you want to read
good.
The scripture this
Romans
time? This is
13?
Romans 13.
Yes, ma'am. Romans 13, 11 through 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." That's a beautiful verse right
I
there.
I love that verse. So this is something that we do. God has given us great promises, but we have to do something with it. We have to believe it, and we have to declare it and act on it. That's faith.
Right.
That's what faith does.
Yes.
You know, some people, Chrissy, just get getting out of bed is a faith walk.
I understand that.
There's an old saying, I'm sure you've heard of it. I'm sure you have too. If you snooze, you lose.
That's true.
You know, so if you're tired of losing, it's high time to wake up.
That's right.
Cast off the works of darkness and move forward with the vision that God has given you.
Yeah, physically wake up and spiritually. Wake up to the things that the Lord's trying to tell you or to get things in order in your life. You know, our God is a God of order. And we talked in our past Glorious Living about Christ or chaos. And He doesn't want us to have a chaotic life. So that's what we do. We decide to get that darkness out of our area, put on that armor of light, and walk into an order and a purpose for our future.
That's so true. So often we've not taken advantage of all that belongs to us as a believer. So today is your wake-up call.
Yes, it is.
Stop pressing that snooze button and get up out of the bed, spiritually speaking, and move forward toward the glorious vision, the glorious future that God has for you.
I know you're motivated because I am too. This is so good.
I have a statement in here that I love to repeat because if the devil has robbed you of your past, why give him your future? Mm-hmm. You know, so people just, they get frustrated and just give up, but that is a tactic of the devil to keep you down. God has promises that he wants you to put into practice today that will pull you out of that depression, pull you out of that discouragement, and put you on the road towards your vision.
That's right. And I think a lot of people are just, they've been stuck in their situation for so long that they don't even realize that they have a way out. They think, well, this is just how my life is, or this is just how my family is, or I was raised in this situation, or I can't get rid of this habit. This is just who I am. But no, you're a child of God. And that's what I love so much about when Brother Jesse and you speak about breaking generational curses and saying, you know, I identify with Christ. I have the Christ DNA inside of me. I'm not going to let the things of the past keep me or what people say that I am or where I come from hinder me from the plans that God has. You know, if you raised in poverty, you don't stay there. You go get the blessings that the Lord wants for you. Because when you ask, you receive. That's what Jesus said.
That's so true. And you know, when you come to Jesus, it doesn't matter what problems your family may have had, your whole life has changed. Instead of having a generational curse, you can make a generational choice to realize what the Word says about you. You're not bound by what your family has done.
Right.
God has a great future for you. We have the blessing that's on us, not a curse. We're not bound by any generational curse. Doesn't matter if your father was a drunk. My dad was a drunk. Yeah. He was a gambler. My mom and dad divorced early on in my life. And so, but I'd made a choice and a decision that I didn't want to have a life like that. So I made decisions to move toward the promise.
That's right.
And it's our choice. God gives us a choice in life. And God has a great future ahead for each of us. And He's not going to be looking at us thinking, well, what did your mama do? What did your daddy do? Your grandparents, all that in the past. What was available for you in the Word of God?
Yeah, did you grab hold of it and walk it out?
That's so true, because it belongs to you.
That's so good.
And so when you really know that God has a glorious future for your life, it's all you really want to talk about.
Oh, I know that. I love it. I love talking about that.
I know. I remember when I first got born again, I had never read the Bible, but all of a sudden I started reading the Bible and it just changed my life. Mm-hmm. And it's all I wanted to talk about. It didn't matter what everything else was going on. I would find a way to get back into what God was saying.
That's so
what
good.
What the Bible said.
Yeah, I know. I love when we read that point about, you said, if you're excited about something you have after work, I said, well, what about if you're excited to get to work? You start humming because I'm inundated with it every day. I mean, place to sit here and to study with you, to read scriptures, to plan Faith the Facts for Brother Jesse and get those scriptures inside of me or listen to boardroom chats. I mean, think about that. It's just when you put the Word of God in you and through you and you remind yourself of His goodness each and every day, then you have no choice but to make a joyful noise and to hum and to start thinking about the good things He has.
He's a good
Father. And I believe sometimes the world wants to distort things. The enemy says that, no, God caused that. God made that happen to you. This is why you're not this, that, or the other. He doesn't care, but those are such lies. The Lord is good. All good things come from Him. All glorious things come from Him.
I'm so glad that I met Him years ago. Yeah. I remember Billy Graham came on the television, and that was in a day when I didn't have a remote control. I was in a hotel room. Jody was just about a year and a half old, and I was rocking her on the bed, and I was watching something else. All of a sudden, this comes on. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to the message, and my life was totally changed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I realized the future that God had for me was so much better than what I was living at that point.
Yep.
So I, with all that I had, I went towards it.
Yeah.
And every time I spent time in His presence, He showed me more and more about how He wanted to change my life, how I can my life could be so much better. And one of the ways that my life could be much better was that my husband would also be born again. So I remember that I found the scriptures that I could pray that the husbands are won, W-O-N, by the conversation of their wives.
Yes.
So I began to realize, and that word conversation meant the way you lived and walked, not the way you talked.
Yes.
And so it just changed my approach and how I was a part of my future. The things that I did, the decisions I made mm-hmm. would impact the future that I would have.
Wow.
And so that was so liberating. It was so encouraging. It gave me hope where I didn't have hope before, because the life that Jesus offers is good mm-hmm. and full of hope for the future.
That's right.
He's never going to put you down.
No.
Even if you trip up and mess up, knowing that, you know, there's a lot of things that come against the vision God has for us. But if we trip up and mess up, we realize that God's not going to scold us.
That's right.
Just like when your little Sophia, when she was learning to walk,
that's right.
You didn't fuss her. I hope
no.
you didn't fuss her if she tripped and fell.
No.
No,
you picked her up
gently and moved her forward.
That's right.
That's the kind of God we serve. He wants to pick you up and move you forward towards your vision. No matter what your past has been, you have a great, great future
that's
in God.
Right.
Never give up on the plan that God has for your life.
So
realize that it's rich and it's full and it's so rewarding, and you will never, never be the same once you turn your life over to God.
Oh, this was just so amazing, Pastor Kathy. I just love that. I know that if you're watching right now and you feel the Holy Spirit, I know I do. I feel just the joy and the love, all those beautiful fruits He brings as we're talking about Him. And if that's you, comment below. Tell us, you know, what you're feeling, how you've been motivated and encouraged to step forward and to get in the Word. You know, that's what really transformed me when I started studying, when I started opening the Bible, spending time with the Lord and researching. Searching and getting things from myself and understanding, and then using tools. We have so many tools here at the ministry, books, magazines, messages upon messages that you can just go in and type, oh, I want to learn about this today. You can type it and those messages pop up. They're timeless, rich, and full of good things that you can take and embrace and grow.
That's
not
so
only
true.
Grow you, but grow your family as well.
Make
and your
a
friends.
Difference mm-hmm. in your life.
That's
in
right.
fact, if you want to hear more about this message we're talking about today, about living a glorious future, you can go even on the app. You can see our past magazines. The July issue is still out there,
yes,
of course.
Yes, it is.
And you can go and read that for yourself, study it, and I believe that God will give you even more into your life. And the Voice of the Covenant magazine is available in English and Spanish at jdm.org and on the JDM app.
Yes, right, and on the app. We're just so excited about that because people are being motivated to get out the cave, like our glorious story said, to just start taking that darkness and just saying, you know what, I don't want this for my life anymore. I want to walk in the light of Christ. I want to own who I am in Him, and I want to see things happen and unfold. And I believe that it's starting right now. You've made that decision, and Jesus has already paid it all.
Amen.
So embrace it and take hold of it.
That's right.
It is great.
So just before we close, I just want to say thank you to all our JDM partners, because they help us to do everything we do here. Of course, they get behind it, and I believe that God is blessing them and touching them because we're a team. Team Jesse Duplantis Ministries all over the world. We have our staff that works here, of course, but all of our partners around the world are part of this team of helping us to fulfill the vision that God has given us, which is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Our phrase is reaching people, changing lives,
one soul at a time.
It's a great, great vision. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to be a part of that vision, you can do that by going to jdm.org, use PayPal, text to give, or the JDM app, select giving. Sometimes you're watching this on the app. You don't need to get out of it. Just there's a giving option right there. Or you can mail in your donation. Just know that we pray over that, that donation. And we pray for all of our partners every single day.
I
but
know.
Those, when they come in, we pray and believe God for your harvest, because we believe that God has a great future for you in your finances and in your life in every single area.
The whole enchilada. He wants you to have it all.
That's
I love
so
that
good.
So much. I'm stirred up. I'm excited.
Amen.
I'm going to be making a joyful noise all day.
All day long. And I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I'm right
I might have to even whistle a little
yeah,
later.
Yeah, come on. That'd be great.
You hear me? Your office is just down the hall, so maybe you'll hear
I'll
that
I'll
be
today. Listening. I'm excited.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you'll join me next week right here in Studio C, because I believe that God is going to bless your life and touch you in a significant way. Have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.